The European Commission is today expected to delay the introduction of a ban on the sale of combustion engine cars from 2035 in a major move and following intense pressure from car makers in Germany and Italy and across Eastern Europe. The Commission is expected to revise the law requiring EU countries to stop importing petrol and diesel cars in 10 years' time. Geraldine Herbert is the motoring editor with the Sunday Independent and is on the line now. Geraldine, good morning. Thank you for speaking with us this morning. What does this rollback entail? What's likely to happen today?
Okay, so under current legislation, 100% of a car maker's fleet had to be basically electric by 2035, therefore ending the sale of petrol and diesel cars. Now, instead of a 100% reduction, it's likely that the EU is going to introduce a 90% CO2 reduction, which means effectively that petrol and diesel cars can still be sold, albeit in very small numbers, but they can still be sold. And it means there's no legal end date now for the end of petrol and diesel sales.
And why? Why is that happening? What's the reason for the change of heart or the U-turn?
There's been a lot of political pressure. For example, Germany's chancellor has, you know, said that the ban needs to go because it threatens jobs and competitiveness. There has been opposition from EU member states. Up to 7 countries have written letters to the European Commission calling for an end to the ban. And then car makers have lobbied intensely. And they argue that this shift to electric vehicles has required just a huge investment in production facilities and technology and retraining their staff, and that the current timeline just doesn't give them enough time to adapt. There's anxiety about the reliance on China for critical components for batteries. And also EV sales haven't progressed as quickly as was previously expected. They've been up this year, but they were down last year, and they've been very volatile overall.
And what is it going to mean then for climate targets, both in the EU and here in Ireland as well?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt it's going to create uncertainty. Consumers are definitely going to be thrown by this. I mean, it's another changing of deadline. It's another pushing out of targets. So when there's uncertainty, people don't buy. So it's definitely going to slow down the uptake of EVs. Here in Ireland, it's going to create a headache for the government because obviously they have a target of a 50% transport emission reduction by 2030. Now, the sales of electric cars are doing a lot of the heavy lifting in that. So therefore, any slowdown in EV adoption is likely to undermine Ireland's ability to meet its climate targets.
We have seen electric vehicle sales increase this year after the slump last year. What does this announcement that's going to come today from the European Commission, what's it likely to mean for the future growth then of electric cars in this country?
I think electric cars are going to continue to grow. I mean, car makers still have very ambitious targets that they have to meet. A 90% reduction is still a substantial reduction. So they're still going to be producing electric cars. Electric cars are still going to grow. But I think what we are going to see is a slowdown in that growth. And we're not going to see the sort of penetration of EVs that we might have expected by 2030.
Geraldine, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent. It's 8:48.